News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Fine Gael's National Executive Council is due to meet tomorrow evening to discuss the next steps following the withdrawal of Mairead McGuinness late last week. We're joined by John Lee, Executive Editor of the Irish Daily Mail. John, we'll come to Fine Gael in a moment, but I just want to ask you about this morning's news. First of all, Tony Holohan dropping his presidential bid, basically saying he didn't want to put his family through the abuse that would inevitably come with this presidential campaign.
Yeah, it's a campaign of vote fasses before candidates even get on tickets already. So it's last week Tony Holohan was welcoming a poll that he and his supporters had conducted. He didn't do great in that poll.
He's at 15%. It wasn't bad.
Coming alongside Bertie Ahern, who hasn't, I think, spoken about the thing publicly at all. Nevertheless, Tony Holohan has felt, in the last week, having contemplated his potential run, he has said this morning that he's afraid that his family will receive abuse, which we have to take at face value, of course. And on we go. I had felt perhaps that Tony Holohan must have been, this wasn't confirmed publicly, must have been in contact somehow with some party, most likely Fianna Fáil. So maybe that decision, there were a number of people who were in on it. I don't know. But, you know, maybe as the thing also heated up, Tony Holohan saw what a confrontational campaign this can be. And he has decided that he's no longer part of the race.
It certainly looks that way. And I'm not sure I could blame him. Heather Humphreys, it seems inevitable she will announce her candidature sooner rather than later. Will she be on her own, or will Sean Kelly join her, do you think? Do you think there will be a contest, or will Sean Kelly be persuaded to step aside?
I got a phone call an hour before the statement on Mairead McGuinness. And let's not forget, only a week ago, she was the candidate for Fine Gael and was to withdraw. And it was from a senior person in Fine Gael. And in that discussion, an hour before it was made public, I should point out, Heather Humphreys' name was mentioned. So It struck me then that Heather Humphreys was the chosen candidate of the leadership. It also struck me that conversations must have been had before that announcement last week that Mairead McGuinness was no longer in the race. Therefore, Fine Gael want one candidate. They don't want to be messing around with debates and everything else, internal debates. Sean Kelly is determined. I think Sean Kelly will see that he's a very good candidate because of his GAA links, if nothing else, that, you know, in every parish around the country, there will be a few people who support Sean Kelly and know him. But Fine Gael leadership don't want him. We have a story today as well. There's an additional complication there as well. I write this morning in the Daily Mail that Martin Conway, who's currently got his own troubles with the party, the senator, is the substitute, the first substitute, the second substitute having tragically died, John Mullins, for the MEP. But your listeners may or may not know there is a list provided for replacements. So
this will be Sean Kelly's substitute were he to become president and not be an MEP anymore.
Yes, is Martin Conway. So it's an additional reason and complication that would say that the Fine Gael leadership don't want.
So contest or no contest, John?
Within Fine Gael?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure everyone will be convinced. Let's not forget a few months ago now, Sean Kelly was talking about going forward and didn't. So, no, everyone will be convinced that the best thing for the party is one candidate, and that looks like it's going to be Heather Humphreys.
Yeah. So that would mean Heather Humphreys and obviously Catherine Connolly as candidates. Just very finally, will there be a Fianna Fáil candidate? I'm presuming there will be a Sinn Féin candidate. And will there be any other independent candidates? It's looking tough for independents to get nominations, isn't it?
It is, particularly if Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin get in the race, which you're right in Sinn Féin. I think also we're going to see someone from Fianna Fáil. I suspect if Micheál Martin is not that candidate, which we're almost sure he won't be, I'm not quite sure where that is yet. But if I'd suspect that if it wasn't to be him, he'd prefer that the Fianna Fáil didn't have a candidate at all. But there's significant pressure coming from within the parliamentary party who are insisting that Fianna Fáil have a candidate. If Fianna Fáil go in the race, Sinn Féin are likely to. But I think what will really push Fianna Fáil into the race, stronger than ever, would be a Sinn Féin candidate to emerge. I think the only electable Sinn Féin candidate that they have is Mary Lou MacDonald. So there are big decisions to be made in both of those two large parties.
John Lee, executive editor of the Daily Mail, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Ciara, I think...
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.